I'm Gary Colley, your regular speaker on the program, and it delights me today to be able to greet you in this manner. We're so happy that you're listening. Hopefully you're listening on a regular basis, giving some moments each day to the study of the Word of God. It's always our pleasure to have this opportunity to meet with you. 1 Peter 1:22 says, "Seeing ye have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit, unto unfeigned love of the brethren, see that ye love one another with a pure heart fervently, being begotten again or born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the Word of God which liveth and abideth forever." Our question that we've been considering this week, who shall be judged at the judgment? She points out that she has asked different ones about this question, and some have said that some will not be judged because they're judged already, but all will be judged, others say, and so what is the answer? We've learned from the Bible that all indeed shall be judged. There are those who are already under sentence because they have not obeyed the Son of God. Because of sin, they're walking in a sinful path that will lead to destruction. And sin is the destructive force. The gospel is the powerful force of salvation. And so, those who live in sin, continue in sin, and die in sin, cannot be saved. Jesus said in John 8:21-24, "Except ye believe that I am He, ye shall die in your sins." He does invite all men to come. The Great Commission is to all men. Go teach all nations, baptizing them into the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit. And so it is to all men that the invitation goes, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Although there are those who reject the gospel, they're not condemned now. They are under the sentence of death, all right, but they have to go through the judgment. Hebrews 9:27 says, "It's appointed unto man once to die, and after that cometh the judgment." The judgment for all is sure. Now, life is veiled with uncertainty. No one knows what the future holds. But one thing is definite. We shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. That's found in Romans 14:10. We shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. Verse 12, "So then every one of us shall give an account of himself unto God. Even though we may be in sin, we'll give that account." And then Hebrews 9:27, "It's appointed unto man once to die, and after that cometh the judgment." What a great event. This appointment will be made by everyone. There will not be a soul that will miss it. This appointment made is one that cannot be broken. What a spectacle, my friends, to see all the children of men there, the living and the multitudinous host of the dead, and those from every place and from every age of the world, from the time of Adam to that of the Lord's return. The small and the great, the good and the bad, shall all be there. The rich and the poor, the wise and the simple. All races, all tongues, will appear before the great white throne of God in judgment. For before Christ's tribunal, to whom the Father has given all judgment, shall be gathered all nations, both the living and the dead. What a vast assembly. Future judgment will be for all, and it is necessary. You know, there are some who escape the officers of our land here that are criminals, and those who are in sin, who are never punished in this life. But the judgment day is coming, that none shall escape. And in a certain sense, men are judged in this world, but that fact does not invalidate the future judgment. It only serves to add weight to the necessity of future judgment for perfect and final justice. God is just, and God will judge. He will call all men unto judgment to give an account of the deeds done in the body. We must not forget that fact. We must remember that all will be judged. It's been a pleasure to be with you today.